Thank you, Lord. This is Sunday morning, June the 17th, 2018. And, you know, you're just, what the Bible says is true. And regardless of the circumstances that you face today, the Bible still continues to be true. God says in His Word, just like the songs we have been singing, that we are whole, we're well, we're rich. But you're saying, sure don't look like it, sure don't feel like it. But the truth of the matter is, you are what the Bible says you are. And you may be thinking, what's going on? Just what's going on? Well, an argument's going on. Satan comes. The title of this is called The Devil is a Fake. You know, the fake news is a big deal in our culture today. We're always talking about the fake news. Well, you could say Satan is behind the fake news. He is the god of this world, 2 Corinthians 4:4. And he tries to blind you to what? The truth. That's why it says in Romans 12:2, not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, so you may know the will of God. And then His perfect will for you. So His perfect will says you're rich, you're well, you're completely whole. Salvation really means wholeness in everything. Nothing missing, nothing broken, peace, shalom in your life. But the god of this world uses our senses against us to try to bring situations to get a reaction out of us so that we will speak what is happening to us and not what we already know in God's Word to be true. So the fact is, we are. We're not going to be. Someday, maybe. We are. We are. Well, just think about the father of our faith, Abraham. What caused him for 25 years to just stumble over the promise? And God kept reinforcing it to him. He kept growing, he'd make some mistakes. It was God's promise from the very first day. From the very first day. But what happened? The faker. He had an alternate plan, and so he came in and screwed it up for man. Hadn't that been the thing about from the very beginning is what he does and what he's continuing to do? He has no new tactic. It's the same old tactic. That's why in 2 Corinthians 10, 3-5, it says the weapons of our warfare aren't carnal. The problem is, and as it was with Abraham, they decided to do something natural to try to fulfill God's plan. But we see that that didn't work out. Never does when we implement our plan. And see, this is where the enemy tries to get at us, trying to get our flesh to revile back at what's coming against us, what's happening. But the truth is, you're already well. You know, people, they begin to have symptoms. And when they begin to have symptoms, they run here and there, having tests done and doing all kinds of things to try to figure out how to fix this problem. When all along they're well. Did Jesus pay the price already on His back? He did it literally. He didn't just, it wasn't just some, He spiritually did it. Well, no. Yeah, He did spiritually, but He did it physically. He took physical, the physical that you are dealing with today, the lies from the faker, He took it. He took it all, griefs, sorrows, pains, infirmities, you name it, He took it already. Then He gave us how to walk, to not succumb to what the enemy's plan was. Like it or not, He's the god of this world until the earth lease runs out. But on the other side of that, He's given us authority to tread on His head. And so we can take back our whole land, personally and corporately. We've been given that authority. We're the only ones on the earth that can. That's why the Lord's been speaking to us so much about calling the shots. Call it the way you want it. Quit saying what you have. Quit speaking about the mountain saying, well, you know what I'm saying. The devil's got the whole world under the guise that it's what you eat. It's what you drink. It may even be what you wear. See, this sabotage of what the truth really is. He's a liar. So when he comes at you, you can rest in the fact it's a lie. And you're already whole as far as the scriptures are concerned. Already. You're not going to be someday. Maybe sometime way out there. Maybe, you know, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing it will be. Well, how? What do you think reigning in life is supposed to be? Romans 5:17. That's a mission statement for this ministry. Reign in life as kings. Well, as far as I know, every time I've ever seen a show about kings, they ruled. They said what go. They say off with your head or, you know. I say off with the devil's head. Like Goliath. What did he do to David? This day, I'm going to do this to you. David said, oh no, oh no, this day I'm going to cut off your head. And he did. The devil hadn't got nothing on you. Not when you use what you are supposed to be using. You stay armed with your spiritual weapons. Now he's a sneaky cuss, you know that. You know that. But we're coming up higher. We're not where we used to be. We may not be where we want to be, but we're coming out. You know, some of them, they just probably had to drag out of Egypt. And most never let that mindset come out of them, even though they come out of the system. They could never get it. All they knew was what they came out of, and they couldn't seem to get over it and get past it. Well, we face the same thing today. There are many that won't come out, but there are many who will. But whether or not you're well or you're rich or you're whole is not the question today. That's already settled. It was settled before the foundation of the world. God knew what Adam would do. God knew what the devil would do. He knew. He had a backup plan. His name is Jesus. He knew. So that's a fact today. Now what's pending is your reaction. However you choose to react, whether you act or you react, that depends on you. Whether or not you see God's plan in your life depends entirely on you. You know, so many Christians, and this is what I find, everyone is always looking for somebody to pray for them. They want a quick fix. They want a bailout. And there are no bailouts. There are none. They just want somebody to pray for them and fix it so they can go on about their merry way. They want you to do their praying for them, their saying for them. It was never meant to be that way. We've all got our own battle to win. Now, the real battle's already been won. But he's after you. He's after your soul. He's after everything that Jesus has already said belongs to you. So you have to keep the thief out. And if you've got stuff that's been stolen, it's time to bind the strong man and say, give it up. There are all of us that have suffered indignities and things that aren't right. The Lord was showing me some things, bringing some things to remembrance to me this morning. And I just started speaking to those situations and saying, oh no, because we're not fighting flesh and blood here. You can say this person did this to me and this person did that to me, but ultimately, who really did it? The devil. And he's the one that you can bind. We have the angels at our disposal to go and get. Sometimes we don't have because we are just not using what we've been given to retrieve it back. I want everything that's ever been stolen from me. You loose the person, forgive the person, but then you draw upon your spiritual weapons, your arsenal that God has given you to stay on top and have the victory. When he went to the cross, the victory was won. The battle was over, the victory was won. Will you be made whole? Will you believe it today? Will you believe it? Okay. The devil's a fake. I resist the fake and I take the good news. What is the good news today? All poverty, sickness, whatever you lack has gone away. You can't trust what you see. It's all fake. This is the key. That's what the Lord's saying. This is the key. The devil's a liar. The devil's a fake. What Jesus did is the real deal. And it's not going to be. It's not going to happen. It already has. You must walk by God's word. When you do, you won't be disturbed. Satan's world is all a delusion, trying to sway you to his plan and keep you in confusion. Let me read that again. Satan's world is a delusion, trying to sway you to his plan and keep you in confusion. Now here's the way it goes. Back and forth and back and on it goes. You got to keep walking and shaking it off, because if you won't be moved, you'll stay on top. Many years ago, a teacher in the body of Christ, if I said her name, you'd know who she was. She made this statement. She said, if you take the test out of testimony, all you have left is the monies. And that's where most people live. They just moan about their problems all the time, 24/7. You get around them and all they do is, before you come home, you just go, oh God. You feel like somebody's just thrown up on you. Yeah, that's the way it is. That's the way it is for me pretty well. Everywhere I go, people are just dumping on me. They're looking for, I want to be like Gloria Copeland. She said, I want to get me a hat that says no dumping here. Said, the landfill's outside of town. If you want to dump, go dump out there. Don't dump on me, you know, they think. But inevitably, that's go, you know, try to help people as best they can. A lot of times they don't really want any help. They just want to dump. Makes them feel better to dump. But you know what? What would really make them feel better is to hear instruction. Hear some word that can really change their life. There's still a few around. You know, that's what we're sent to people, to try to help them, try to bring solutions and give them the Word of God so they can better their lives. But the Lord said to me this week, and he said, I allow situations and circumstances. See, he's the author and finisher of our faith. He oversees it all. And he will never allow anything on you that you can't handle or you can't bear. His grace, there's nothing that his grace won't cover. The reason a lot of people seem to not carry it is because they're not calling upon his grace and they're getting the grace. So he said, I allow things into your life. You're tested and you're tried because it's teaching you to get stronger and to loose the control the enemy has had over your life, most of your life. And that way you can learn to walk free, and then someday you can walk like I walked, and then you can walk over to somebody and an arm will grow out and blind eyes are open and the dead will be raised because you've learned. Because this, you know, I've talked about mixture many times. If you're struggling one day and you're giving it to the flesh one day and the next day you're walking in the Spirit, you know, God can't really work with that too well. He does the best he can with us because he knows we're in progress. But he wants us to be walking that way all the time. Jesus never turned it off. He would do miracles and teach the people and go up in the mountain and pray all night, and walk on the water, and then Well, you know what? He's at the land and there's people. He just listened to Father. It was just a natural thing. What caused him to be able to walk that way? He didn't give into the flesh. See, there's where the devil comes in. He messes with your flesh. He knows what buttons to push to try to get you to say. Because he knows it's the only way, the only thing he can take from you that he can use against you is your words. He knows. Now, he spread the propaganda lies about food being unclean. And, you know, that's why I said if you eat any deadly thing, it won't hurt you. He put those things in there so that we wouldn't have to walk afraid. He said, don't go about saying, what am I going to eat? What am I going to drink? What am I going to wear? Always thinking about all the germs and all the this and all the that and oh my God. And blah, blah, blah. If you listen to what's coming out in the world, you'd be afraid. Afraid of your own shadow. Afraid to leave your house. And this is where they want you. Well, what's even worse than that is your fear. Your own fear. He don't want you knowing the truth. Why? Because you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. So he allows these things to come into our life so that we can learn to stand in our position with our armor and not be moved. What kind of army would it be? Let's talk about the United States Army. Since they're the ones that are on the ground, boots on the ground, how in the world would they ever learn anything if they didn't go through basic training and maneuvers and all kinds of endurance testing, going without sleep, going without food? They're doing that to keep them alive when they're in the battle. They do this to keep them strong, that they'd not cave in when the battle is raging. It's the same way in the church. God wants his children, his soldiers, to be strong and successfully taking out the enemy. Okay, resist the devil. Just say no. And you will be unstoppable, unmovable in the kingdom flow. So take courage today and don't be afraid, because you walk in the Spirit, so you have it made. No fear, never lacking, fully armed, always packing. Just shaking off whatever comes. This is how the victory's won. Quit saying, well, when I get the manifestation of my healing. Quit saying that. That's crap. With a capital C or K, whichever. That's crap. It's already done. It's just that you see what the devil's doing so much, you can't see the truth. There it is right there. Quit saying that. What are we to say? I'm already made whole. The Bible says it so. When you're finally convinced and really believe it, you'll see the way things really are. Like I told you, the devil's brought a delusion. He's going to allow people in the last days to believe a strong delusion. He's going to let people believe what they want to believe. He's finally going to just cut it off and say, those that believe me will go with me. Those that believe the lie will stay down here. Or whatever. Okay. Unbelief will be no more, and you will do the works of God galore. That's a constant. You just walk it, flow in it. The devil is a fake. He has made the whole world quake and shake. Send him a message. Shake, shake. Paul didn't end up, he ended up that way, but he didn't start out that way. You can go read Romans 7 and 8 around in there. He was struggling, man, with his flesh. The very thing I want to do, I can't seem to do. What am I going to do with this flesh of mine? The Lord was giving him a revelation for the body of Christ to walk. Stop letting his lies cause you to react, always battling and under attack, living under a cloud of lack. I need to read that again. Stop letting his lies cause you to react, always battling and under attack, living under a cloud of lack. Move out of that deceit, believe God's word, plant your feet. Resist until the devil flees, don't give in to what you see. We're to walk by faith and not by sight, it says. You're in no harm, there is no reason to be alarmed. I have already set you free, you already have the victory. You're not waiting for victory in all the areas of your life. It's already been won. You're just fighting through devil crud. Like Paul said, I set my face to the goal that is set before me. That's mine. Okay, you're in no harm. Don't short circuit that by reacting in the flesh. Don't be duped any longer. Your enemy is a fake. You are stronger. This is your day to be really free. I've already declared Jubilee. What are you waiting for? More proof? Remember the key. It's all fake. Make no mistake. So we shouldn't ever say, well, when I get the manifestation. That's listening to the devil. He's telling you, no, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. God's word says, yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. God's the one that calls those things to be not as though they are. Like Charles Capp said, somebody came up to him about some things. He said, do you have a word of the Lord for me? And he said, oh, yes, I do. Stop listening to the devil. Stop listening to the devil. He's a liar and he's a fake. All right, we'll just add this to it. It's just a little segment on the tail of this one. Just say the cartoon, the bonus cartoon at the end. Where do you live? Where do you live? Where do you live? Someday or already done? Someday, when we all get to heaven. He meant for us to have heaven on earth. Someday always considers the flesh, what it sees, when I see this or when I see that. That's the reasoning. When I see this and when I see that, everything will be great. You know, I used to remember when with my kids growing up, I couldn't wait till school was out and I didn't have to get up and take them to school. And then I couldn't wait till they all got back in school. It was always, it's going to be good when. Never now. It was hell now. But never good till, you know, it was like, it was always unreachable. It's kind of like that carrot and the horse and the carrot, you know. The horse just keeps going and never gets the carrot. Isn't that the way it is? Mm-hmm. It's the way it was for me. Whatever it was always out there somewhere, but I never seemed to attain it. Can't even read what I wrote here. Someday always considers the flesh when I see this or if I see that. Always consider what God's word says. Walk carefree without question. Where do you live? On the rock or on the sand? The rock is hanging with God's plan. The sand is hanging with man's plan. The rock is already done, even though he, if you read that over there in Matthew chapter 7, they both had storms. Well, let's just read that. Maybe y'all need to see that today. They both had storms. One acted, another reacted. 7:24, Matthew. So everyone who hears these words of mine and acts upon them will be like a sensible man who built his house upon the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall because it had been found on the rock. So this guy said, it don't matter what you bring. I already know what the word says, and I'm not budging. I'm not giving you an inch. That's what he did. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them would be like a stupid man who built his house upon the sand. The rain fell, the floods came, the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great and complete was the fall of it. So one believed God's word and stood their ground. The other, when the storms came, they fell to pieces. You know, there's a lot of people that in the world today that everything's bad in their life and has been bad in their life, and so all they do is complain about people who walk by faith. I mean, that's, you know, they criticize them and blame them and say all kinds of ugly things against them because they don't understand. They don't understand that there's something they could do about it. That God, it's just like the prodigal. He came home, put on the best robe and fatted calf, and the brother was mad because father didn't do the same for him. And he said, son, all I've got is yours. It's always been yours. All of it, always. God's no respecter of person, the scripture says. So this plan is for all of us. He wants us all to have all. I think that's probably going to be the silence in heaven when they get there and realize what all God had for them and what they could have had and how they really lived. Sad state of affairs. Okay, the rock is already done. Those that live under the house or the house built on the rock, which is the Word of God, is already done. And on the sand is someday. Maybe someday. Maybe when I get to heaven. Well, I don't want to wait till I get to heaven. I want to enjoy my life now. Well, it's a decision. But you can't walk by your emotions. If you do, oh, that's the devil's playground. Okay. We did the last first.